The federal government has launched a world-first children's mental health strategy focusing on early intervention. Parents, doctors and teachers will be given resources to help identify signs of distress in under-12s. Anne Hollands is the National Children's Commissioner, and I spoke to her a short time ago, and I started by asking her whether the solutions outlined in the strategy go far enough.
They are a fantastic step forward, and I think it's a matter of seeing them through now. I know there's been some announcements today about some 15 new specialist services that are being set up. Obviously, 15 in a country as large as Australia is not enough. However, it's also looking at the role of the schools. It's looking at support for parents and in communities. You know, there's a whole lot of elements of this. And if we do see it through, I think it will help a lot. I mean, I can just tell you, recently I did some consultations with kids and families around Australia, and I heard really shocking stories about parents being turned away from public health services, mental health services, with children as under 12 who were suicidal, and they were sent away and told they cannot be helped. Now, that is just not okay in this country. So we've got to get that boost. We've got to get those response services available to that younger age group, but we've also got to do the upstream reform to prevent the problems getting to that stage.
We are now looking at a situation where in New South Wales and then in Victoria, young people will come out of lockdown and re-enter the education system. As the nation's Children's Commissioner, do you feel like our education system is equipped enough to deal with the welfare and the mental health issues that a lot of these students will inevitably have?
Probably not. I think we're really making this up as we go. I have to say that children have not been uppermost in our mind through the COVID response, and it's only at the 11th hour that we got into looking at the ventilation systems and their staggered return to school and look at more holistically at what children have suffered as a result of these extended lockdowns in particular. And so there's not been an awful lot of planning that's gone into this. And I do worry that teachers will struggle, because when the kids come back, some kids will be fine and they might have even advanced really quickly at home because they've been suited to the Zoom learning environment. But other kids, and many kids, will have missed out because they just haven't had the conditions in place at home to support their development and their learning. And so teachers are going to have, I think, a bigger gap in the classroom. And these kids that are struggling, they're going to need that extra help. I know that there's been announcements about some tutoring, extra help for those kids in New South Wales and Victoria, but whether it's enough, really, that remains to be seen. And I think we need to learn from the pandemic about how important it is that we focus on the unique needs of children, not just the needs of adults, next time we have a crisis like this.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. And I think young people in this country have really been at the end of dealing with all of this, and they're an afterthought. And I worry about that a lot, actually. Why have we done that? Do we make policy in a sort of adult prism?
Yes, we do. The truth of it is, and I've realised this in my short time as National Children's Commissioner, that children are not a national policy priority in this country, that adults' issues dominate, they take centre stage. Children at best are peripheral, but often are invisible. And so we're not naturally accustomed to thinking about the needs of children and recognising that children and young people's needs are not the same as adults' needs, and that sometimes actually it's better that we listen to them and find out what they need rather than assume we know. So that takes a very different kind of orientation, and we're on quite a journey learning how to do this. And I'm hoping that through COVID, and as we now assess what's happened to kids and we try to resolve the terrible mental health issues that have developed for young people and the learning gaps that will emerge, that we actually learn to better prioritise the needs of children in the way that this new mental health strategy is trying to do, that it does need its own focus, not just kind of an afterthought after the adults' issues are addressed.
Anne Hollands, moving to raising the age for criminal responsibility, an independent review in the ACT has been conducted as part of the government's plan to raise the age of criminal responsibility. It's recommended an independent authority and a new children's safety framework. Is that the kind of way you think that the other jurisdictions should move in this direction?
Well, I think the report is actually a fantastic report. It says a lot more than just those things. It really looks at the fact that these are the kids with the most complex problems, that they are part of the child protection system, that they have learning problems, they have disabilities, cognitive and neurological disabilities. They come from families where there's deep problems like domestic and family violence. We must take much more of a welfare orientation to these children and not just be locking them up at the age of 10. And yes, it's going to require different approaches and developing better ways of integrating all the services that are needed to support these kids and their families. And I think this report needs to be looked at by all the other jurisdictions and indeed needs to be supported by the Commonwealth, because we've been kind of kicking this can down the road, as you know, Patricia, for a long time. And I, you know, I understand there is a meeting of attorneys generals coming up shortly. I think it's time. I think let's make some serious decisions about this issue, and let's recognise that these kids deserve our support and our care. That they need that, and they are part of child protection first and foremost.
Anne Hollands, there, the National Children's Commissioner. This is RN Drive.